The Gemara says on Daf Tezaren Medaf on the top that Ain Meichelim Ashashia Shel Barzel. He can't sell them Ashashia Shel Barzel, these pieces of metal, by time Mishum Dechalshim Menar Kleizan, because they could use them to make weapons. So the Ritva of Yerasekasha, he says that being that the Barzel itself is not a weapon, you have to turn it into a weapon and it requires work to do it, so then that should be Lifne de Lifne. That should be Mutter. He says, V'chitema came into Anan Ashashia Shel Mazmin Lo Del Katabil Lo Yedei Malacha Shaisim and Kleizan, Amai Aser. So that should be lifnei de lifnei, which we said is not a problem. So the Ritva answers, and he says that halfug of the misavadi suya the malacha shasu achem mikem indika gaim al yadena lehu gai gufei chad lifnei chashev aser. He's saying, being that the guy himself is selling it to is the one who's going to do this, or even though it requires work and other people are going to help him, but if he himself can be mazik, that's considered one lifnei, and therefore that's lifnei iver, not lifnei de lifnei. Lechara, it's Masha from the Ritva. The Ritva understood the whole shayla in the Gemara, why he can't sell it to the guy, and his weapons, or things to make weapons, is a shayla with Neiva. But I think from Rashi, it's Meduyik, not like that. And if you Rashi, I think you could be Miyashiv, the Kasha of the Ritva. Rashi, early on, he says in Debra Maschel, Shal Shalai, so when he's talking about all the different things he can't sell to the guy, the Klezayim, the Chule, he says, it's a problem of you don't want to cause Hezek to a Yid. That's the issue. It's not an issue of Lifnei Iver. You can't give something to a guy that he's going to use it to be Mazik Yisrael. He says a similar thing in the Mishnah later on, and Tezayin and Alf, and Michael and Dubin Barayas, and all these different Inyanim. He says, V'chol Eile Yesh Nezik L'Rabim, Kedesh Yitavas Yisrael Shem Asa Liv Nesimayim. So it's Mavoy, the Rashi understood, this is an issue of L'Sama Damriyacha. You can't sell him something that's going to cause Nezik to Yid, and therefore it's Asa. If you learn like that, about the Kasha, the Dvaz on a Kasha. It's nothing to do with Lifnei to Lifnei. Lifnei to Lifnei is when you're donning on Isser the Guy, when you're donning on the Hezek of a Yid. It doesn't make a difference how many steps you have. At the end of the day, if you're going to cause a Hezek, it would be Asser, and look at that, the Kasha of the Ritva would be Miyoshev. Sounds like in Lechar, it's a Shtickle Har on the Ritva. Why is the Ritva bothered with this Kasha of Lifnei to Lifnei? If it's a Shadow be Mazik Yid, it shouldn't make a difference if it's Lifnei to Lifnei or not. So Lechar, the Ritva understood that Mitzad the Hezek Lisrael, it's not Bar enough, it's not enough of a Vada that it's going to be used against the Yisrael. And that would not be Asa Mishum L'Sama Damaracha, that wouldn't be a reason to ask the Mechira. He held that if you're asking the Mechira, it must be that there's a halachic issue mitzvah the Isser, the guy, that he himself has been governed to Isser, and therefore there's a Shai Lifnei Iver, and that's why he had the Kasha Lifnei to Lifnei, and he says it's not Lifnei to Lifnei. But if you Rashi, the Kasha wouldn't begin because it's nothing to do with Lifnei Iver and the Isser, the guy, it's mitzvah the Taitzah, which is the Hezek of Yisrael, and that would be also Chol Gavni, even if it's a matzav of Lifnei to Lifnei.